Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim Hilchus Shabbos, and we're talking about the Melach of Ma'amar and Klal Yud Gimel. We finished the Klal. Just reiterate or add on a few examples, practical examples, a person has to be aware of. So you mentioned that the fruit which falls on Shabbos is Muksa, but if fruit falls before Shabbos, the person, of course, is allowed to gather that fruit. In regards to the issue of Muksa, but we have a problem of Ma'amar. Even gathering, a person has an apple tree in their backyard, and it's apples which are fall on the ground. You notice it before Shabbos that they're there, so that a problem looks. So you have an Eruv, you have no problem carrying. So a person can go out and take an apple and eat it. If a person picks up two apples, it's ready. It goes into the Lach of Ma'amer. Now, if a person puts it into a basket, like the Shulchan Aruch is also putting it into a basket, that's for sure is Ma'amer Deraisa. Putting one apple is not. It's not a pile. Putting two apples ready is a malacha deraisa. The person just holds them in their hand. Doesn't actually put it in. So some argue that that's not considered ma'amar because the point of ma'amar is that you create it into something which is functional on its own. Here you're holding it together. That would still possibly be yosur min rabbanan. But so either way, a person picking up two apples and putting it into his pocket would be a malacha deraisa. Raking leaves, so besides the fact that raking leaves is an issue of muksa, raking leaves to make a pile of leaves would be considered ma'amer. If a person rakes leaves just to get rid of them, so it could be that doesn't have a chashivas of a malacha. The point is gather them together to use them. But a person wants to rake leaves together to make a compost pile or make a pile for the children to play in, that would be Malacha Deraisa of Ma'amer. We already mentioned the idea of stringing fruits together. As a person will be stringing figs or something of that sort together, that's going to be a Malacha of Ma'amer. Now, the Chayyadim mentioned this idea that he holds that salt, which is mined from the ground, goes into the Din of Gedolei Karka. So the same thing would be true with precious stones which are mined from the ground. So diamonds which are mined from the ground. So a person would attach diamonds into some type of a necklace. That would be the Melacha Ma'amer, besides possibly Makom Patish as well. We did raise a question whether that's true, that the concept of Ma'amar applies, is that considered Gedolei Karka or not. But at least according to that opinion, for sure, is going to be a problem. Person takes a bouquet of flowers. So they were Gedolei Karka, and if they have not been brought together, The person has a flower garden, and they cut them before Shabbos, and they wanted to go out, say they're not muksa, you plan to use them, if they have a function, this person wants to go out after he cut them off after Shabbos, didn't have time to gather them together and bring them in. The person would gather the flowers together. The person would do malacha of ma'amir on the Torah level. We did mention the Isur of Darbanan, there's a concern of Uvda Lechol, so fruits which spilled out in an area which is wide out, if it's inside the house, it's not a problem. It's only if it's outside, so consider that that's a problem. So a person has a container with peanuts which spilled on the floor. If it falls in one place, for sure it's going to be mutter. But even if it spreads out, it's inside the house, and it's going to be mutter. So those are some examples of where potentially the world of ma'amar can make its way into a practical halacha l'maisa. Have a good day.